Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Professor Greg Stevens. And I call him that because that's what he is. In Kenneth Copeland Bible College, which is an accredited college. Amen. And there are other universities that will take our students' credits. You can go right from where we are into their programs, a number of them. And he brought this up. Greg, I want you to read that scripture in John 12.
John chapter 12, we talked about it yesterday, and then you've taught it on it, delegated authority.
Yes.
That Jesus is operating an authority that has been delegated to him. And he says so right here in John chapter 12 and verse 49, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a command," or commandment.
Yes.
So the Father gave him a command, "what I should say and what I should speak." And this commandment is everlasting life. Jesus never said anything on his own.
No.
He never reacted.
No.
Or was defensive when somebody would attack him.
No.
He was very purposeful in every word that he said.
Yes.
Came out of his mouth. Because he knew the power.
And when he was tempted of the devil, he used his orders.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
We are soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
And this book lays out our chain of command. And it needs to be followed.
Right. Matthew 28, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he says this in verse 18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Then he gave a command.
Yes, you go.
Go, you go. Now he's authorizing you to go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded.
Yes. So let's don't attempt to change the order of baptism.
No.
Or argue about it.
Whether sprinkling or dunking or whatever else. Yeah. But go do what you saw me do. Do what you saw
like
John.
Like that guy said that his dad was a deep water Baptist. And so he was wanting to marry a Methodist girl that's going to be sprinkled. And he's, no. I'm deep water Baptist. Whatever that is, you got to be. So he said, argued with him a while. He said, "So you're saying that you had to be a deep water Baptist?" Now this is. I'm telling you, people do this kind of stuff. You have to be a deep water Baptist. You have to get the top of your head wet. That's right. He said, "Well, she qualifies because that's what they wet." A deep water Baptist.
You know, what struck me was being in Desert Storm and watching the chaplains. They were baptizing people with water bottles.
Amen.
As we were sending them off. You know, I was watching the airborne unit. The airborne, when they came in to the theater, they started baptizing those guys one right after the other.
Yep.
With water bottles and sending them off to the front. Delegated authority. Let me give you a few.
Now, the group that I'm associated with.
Uh-huh.
They took expected body bags.
That's right.
That didn't happen.
And they used.
Then they took the body bags and lined these big tanks of water and used them to.
That's correct. I saw that. I saw that happen. Yeah, I saw it happen. I saw them. We had to cover the red crosses on the hospital tents and stuff because of where we were, and cover that because there couldn't be a cross to be seen or anything. But at one point, they just didn't care. They began baptizing people in the body bags.
Yes.
And you know, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Body
bags.
Yeah. I'm glad you grabbed hold of that.
It took me a second. I had to downshift, but I got there.
Yeah.
They prepared, it was a burial preparation bag. And they lined that, they lined the tub or whatever they were using.
That's right, I remember it.
With that. That was through A.L. Downing.
Oh, wow.
Well, I saw it.
And the group that of chaplains and so forth that we supported all the way through.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. I watched them do it. Now, when I was there, I wasn't living for God on purpose. And I was watching all of that happen. We had two chaplains that were assigned to our flying squadron and the group that we were with. And one, he's chain smoker and grumpy and mean and chaplain. And the other one would hug me all the time. He'd just hug everybody. He was always there when we'd leave at O-Dark 30 on an aircraft. When he'd come back, I thought, this is the weirdest guy. And he would just hug you. He'd come up and, Brother Couple, I flew one time with a IV line in my hand because we're medics, you know, just to keep going. We had to keep going. Couldn't be sick. And he came back and he gave me a big hug. And I got so mad at him, and I was angry, and I didn't feel good. And I said, are you a homosexual?
Oh.
He's major. And I caught myself, my bearing came, oh. And he goes, no, man, this is from all the people back home. Because I couldn't figure out why this guy kept hugging me. But he knew the love of God.
Yes, he did.
The other chaplain didn't. And that's the one I saw baptizing people. He was the hardest working chaplain I ever saw in my life. He would be there when we went out, say a prayer over us. He'd be there when we came home.
Amen.
Hugging us, you know, on every single mission.
We had a chaplain that had been in combat. And and he was discharged and went to school purposely to become a chaplain. And I ran into this same thing. And the different chaplains come in and talk to you. But, and he was Southern Baptist. But he just, I'm telling you, he was so kind.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so he just gave me a little New Testament that was carved and that had come from Israel. Whoa. And, you know, I was lost as a goose in a hailstorm. but I'm telling you, he got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
He really got my attention.
Praise.
Yeah.
So I didn't want anything to do with the rest of them.
That's right.
What are we talking about here?
Delegated authority
and the Christian chain of command.
See, though, your chaplain and my chaplain were both operating by love,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is what you talked about.
And A.L. Downing got out, attached to the Navy, naval chaplain in the Marines. And the Lord called him back. Go back. He said, no. Uh-uh. I've gained weight. Go back. Through the training, yes. Go back. What he didn't realize that he would eventually, through him, I was in Frankfurt, Germany, as the United States Army closed down there in Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm. Rhein-Main Air Base. Yeah.
And I met Colonel Walker, and the last day we were there, I gave him my motorcycle riding jacket. He said, you look good to see. I said, yes. Oh, he put the jacket on. I said, you look good in it, Colonel. Amen.
Amen.
And so, there were other connections there, but I don't want to get away from this.
Okay.
You don't do anything in the military without someone above you evaluating the situation, the mission, the personnel. So what is the Christian chain of command? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Father, the wife, the children.
That's right. It's true.
And I won't go into right now to criticizing people, but that's what the book says. And when you flow with that, the peace. We are a family that we have. By following that, Gloria and I, our next April, we'll be married 63 years.
Praise God.
Without fussing or fighting and going on the whole time.
That's right.
And John and Kelly. And then Terry. Amen.
Amen.
George.
Amen.
I mean, we just have a great family.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
But it's a book family. And we see to it that the command comes from where it should.
Amen. God uses that to bring order out of chaos.
Oh, yes.
And that's what he did at the very beginning. The earth was in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And so he created with his command, light be, and then
and God said.
He gave an order.
In 24 hours, 16 billion miles of the universe. And that's my Father.
Right. And then he put mankind here to run it for him, be stewards of it. Stewardship's a big thing with God.
Yes.
And that only comes through delegated authority as well. And so he delegates that authority to this earth. Well, then you know what Adam did with it. He committed treason. So a second Adam has to come. That's Jesus.
That's right.
To bring order out of chaos. And that's what he did with the family.
So it's called the law and the prophets, not that's the right. Prophets and the law. Because Cain killed Abel.
That's right.
But there was no law against it.
That's right. So God judged it. Adam wasn't able to judge it. So God himself will judge that. And then once he begins to make covenants, we get to Noah. And now he says to Noah, the people after that, now you're going to start to judge one another. In my law,
mm-hmm.
And because now we're going to have things written down. So we've got the whole word, and we have orders and commands given to us. Jesus is the fullness of the delegated authority of God himself.
Amen.
In the earth.
Amen.
Now, Jacob is a good example of this. He became a debenture slave.
That's right.
Because he loved Rachel.
Yes.
But he got Leah. Oh, no. So 7 more years. He had no way of knowing, and God the Father Well, no, he wasn't about to tell him this. Out of that came the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right, nation. Yes.
Out of that became a nation.
That's right.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes. And they changed Jacob's name to Israel.
Yes. Started with a family.
Yes.
In that authority line. Husband, wife.
Yes.
And then a bigger family became a nation. And from that nation, we'll go back to a family, another tribe, back to Jesus, which is the tribe of Judah.
That's right.
And from that tribe of Judah will come one girl and a guy named Joseph. So you see how God's using all of mankind first, then he goes to a family, then the family grows to a nation, then he goes back to a tribe and a family within a tribe. And that's what he's done. It says in Hebrews 1:3 that Jesus is the brightness of the Father's glory, the express image of his person.
Yes.
And he said, and we read it yesterday. If you've seen me, if you've heard me, you've heard the Father. It says in Colossians 1:9 that it pleased the Father.
Yes.
That in him should all the fullness dwell. Well, now here's the thing. You and I, class, you're in Christ.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
So all the fullness dwells.
Yes.
This is why you can't just
And
be...
the wisdom.
Yes,
the wisdom
sir.
Is in that
yes,
that
sir.
Scripture.
And Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God. Yes. And that's what the scribes didn't have. That for all their study and meticulous training of the word, they weren't speaking the word. Mm-hmm. They didn't let the word get in them. It's in their head, but it wasn't in their spirit, man. Because the fullness of the Godhead was standing right in front of them.
Well, now, I know the Ten Commandments. I can quote them in order. Quoting them, these are commandments of the heart.
Yes.
When you read those commandments, the blessing is involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the commandments. Remember my commandments and the teachings of your father and mother. When you roam, they will direct you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you're awake, they will speak with you.
That's right.
The commandments are involved in that. But there's other things attached. Your sleep is attached to it.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus will say something at the end in John chapter 20. There's a lot of statements about authority in John 17. But in that final address that he's given to his disciples, in John 20:21, he says, Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you, shalom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said when the storm was raging. He brought order to chaos.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world that seems to be full of chaos. We're the ones that are supposed to be bringing order.
That's right.
Yes.
Here's
yes.
why. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. So our teaching should be Jesus' teachings.
Yes.
Our unity should be his unity.
Yes.
Our authority should be his authority. It's not any authority that Greg has other than what's been delegated to me through the head of the church. I'm the body. The body without a head is weird, and the head without a body is a weird thing. No, we're part of the body, which means...
Yeah, ask Goliath how that worked out.
I'm seated with him. So if I'm seated with him, all of this other that we get so concerned about, you get so worried and so fretful about, is under your feet.
That's right.
Amen.
When you recognize your authority position.
Yes.
Now, you don't lord authority over other people, but you lord authority over the planet and over the evil one in his authority, knowing that it's all delegated authority. When the sergeant major gave an order, it was because an officer above him had given an order.
Yes. He knew what the mission is.
Yes, sir. And the officer told him a thing or two that he didn't tell the men about. This is what we're going to do, and because this is what we're going to do, because this is what they said to do.
And you take, whew, that North African campaign against Rommel was, it is nasty and dirty and hot, and it just, he just didn't want to be there.
No.
But he was. He's a foot soldier. Now, those were tank battles. So his job would have been to follow Bart behind that tank.
That's right.
And use that Sherman tank as a, and being a sergeant major, he could talk on a phone that would communicate to the inside of the tank.
That's right.
And he's there communicating with him and relaying the message into the field.
Right.
And he's in there.
That's like in World War II, the bombers. You have the pilot and the co-pilot and the navigator. But there was a point when it came time to drop the ordnance. The pilot would say to the navigator, your airplane. The navigator would say, my airplane. He's now directing.
The Norden bomb site was top secret thing.
Right.
And it tied into the autopilot of the airplane.
That's it.
And he could actually move it around.
So he's actually moving the airplane, although he's not piloting the airplane.
Yes, he is.
The pilot gave him command of the airplane till those bombs are dropped. And then he would give it back to. And that's how our authority in Jesus Christ works. It's not my authority.
That's his
authority. As a husband of a household, this is a mystery, the Christ in the church. He is the husband of my wife. So any authority I have in that house is joint authority, submission,
sure,
one to another, as I submit to him.
That's right.
Paul made that very, very clear. So it's a command authority, but it's a delegated authority.
Whew. Oh, that's strong and powerful. I love it. And in Second Corinthians 10, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent, I'm bold toward you. Mm. But I beseech you that I may not be, now look, verse 3, for we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, though we walk. For the weapons. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We're soldiers. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty.
Amen.
Dunamis, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, and I put of thought, when your obedience is fulfilled. Do not look on things on the outward appearance.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And there's something just getting all over you, and there's some person that's just said something that's terrible and nasty to you, and you just, and it just goes, no. I cast that thought down and I jail it. I don't touch that in my thought life. I take command of my thoughts.
That's right.
I said I take command of my thoughts.
Surround it.
Yes.
Surround that thought with God's thoughts.
Yeah, and tell that, I love that person. I don't know. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Amen.
Imagine rising above every storm of life, no matter the circumstances. Never again being fearful and unstable, but strong in the Lord, turning it around for good using His authority. Get Kenneth Copeland's teaching, A Higher Place of Authority, and learn to live from your seat of victory. It's time to take your position in Christ and realize the authority you've already been given. When Jesus defeated death, it changed everything for all humanity. He took back the authority that Adam gave up through sin and invested it in the body of Christ. See yourself as God sees you. His very nature has been imparted to you. You have His authority to dominate fear, death, and every evil in the world. Rise above the world system. Discover your position and power in Christ. And release the God-ordained authority inside you to bring the gospel and the blessing everywhere you go. Request your free copy of A Higher Place of Authority from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God has given you His authority to bring His light and love to this world. Learn how to release the authority that's inside you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/ca today.
I'm so glad you could be with us today. This is a powerful study, and I realize that every generation has to go through it. So make notes, kcm.org/notes, and you get all of the notes that the two of us have, and you can use them to teach and just read and study with. Well, see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens and our class, reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Yes, He is.
Thank you.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.